Hey, Sarah.
So I'm just testing. Can you hear me? Are we good? Dun, 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 dun.
You're always good, Sarah.
Thank you. It's a lie, but thank you.
I don't know. I got to see you naked.
True.
Twas good.
Right.
Ready?
Ready.
There's danger ahead, but it's the best kind. This way for a good time. To the broadcast. How's it going, Sarah?
Oh, hello. To the broadcast. I am all right. I'm hanging in there.
Me too. To the broadcast. I'm Vicky B. That's who's Sarah.
Oh, hey.
And this is the broadcast. Welcome.
Welcome.
Before we get in all craziness, just wanted to give you a heads up that we do have social media networks that you can contact us through.
Yes, you can.
There is Facebook, which is the broad-cast. Twitter and Instagram is at thebroadcast999. Call or text us at 253-778-6029. Or email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
Woo-woo.
So, special announcement, we are now officially on Wednesdays.
Yay!
We are going to do a much more condensed but awesome podcast, and we're going to be having some of our, our regular voices that haven't been around for a minute are going to be appearing on the podcast again soon.
Oh, I'm so excited.
We also next week are going to have an awesome guest in the burlesque world.
Ooh.
I'm actually really excited about that, but please stay tuned for that. I think we did get a message on the Facebook page, just grabbing it now that I remembered.
Yeah.
And then one of the guys did ask, the podcast's been all funky. I fixed them. They're all up. So you guys should be all good. Tim messaged us and he said, "Hey, ladies, love the podcast. I was listening to the one where you were talking about weddings. I got married last year in Las Vegas and the ceremony itself cost $1,300. Then we had $500 on the bar afterwards. And then we paid for dinner, which was $1,200. And then to add up everything else from hotel, gas for driving down, bail money for my best man.
Oh, no.
Bachelor and bachelorette party. The price tag was $6,000, which for a wedding.
That's amazing.
Not too bad. It's like we only invited 40 people and it was hell with that. I can't imagine a big wedding whatsoever. Minus the big day itself, that was the worst time I've ever had in Las Vegas. Love the podcast, ladies. Also, I work as a bartender and I always hate when people get mad about our vegan options as well. I always tell them, vegan is a choice and you made a wrong one. Rock on, ladies." Thanks, Tim.
That's hella funny.
All right, that line made me really chuckle. Yeah, we need
chose
a good,
the wrong one.
We need a good chuckle today. It's been kind of a stressful week.
I know it's only Wednesday too, so
I know. We're halfway there. I feel like when we do these podcasts, we should just bring a bottle of rosé or some champagne for some mimosas. I mean, today's definitely a whiskey day.
Yeah. Yeah,
but I think, having a ladies brunch podcast type of deal.
That'd be dope. We should do it with a burlesque dancer next week. Maybe she'll
I'm liking
show us
this idea.
Moves.
I know she can teach us a few things.
That
oh my god,
so cool.
That'd be a great video.
That would be.
We'll see if she's be down with.
I'm very impressed with Tim and your wedding though. That's legit. That sounds right up my alley. The thing is, I don't even know how you would shrink it down to 40 people. I don't even know, because I think about that and I'm like, I either would have so many people mad at me or.
Here's the thing: you have to be okay with people
being upset
or understand that if they're really your friends, they wouldn't get upset. They would understand, no, girl, you got to do what's good for you.
If I was really your friend, I would want to be invited to your wedding.
Yeah, I mean, one of my closest friends, you know her, Ashton, we had talked before she'd even got engaged. I'm like, you know what? I know you have, her dad had gotten remarried, and so she got two new sisters when he got married. Mm. And she has a lot of sister-in-laws, and she has a couple best friends from childhood. And I said, "Look, I know you have a lot of females in your life, and I will not be upset if I'm not a bridesmaid."
That was nice of you.
And I'm like, "If you want me to be there, I will do there. I will hold your dress while you pee, whatever you need me to do. However, don't feel like you have to make me your bridesmaid." And so when the time came, she said, "You know what? If my husband had one more groomsman, you would have been the last bridesmaid."
Yeah.
But she had, her sister-in-law, her two sisters,
It's so weird because I would not feel friends. Obligated at all to make them my in my wedding.
Oh, your you sister? Know? I think it depends how close. I don't know how close she is with these girls. Like, her dad's been married for a couple of years now.
Even if I had a sister, if I didn't really like her, hell no, you're not going to be at my wedding.
Well, I'm guessing she likes her sisters. Her sisters are kind of cool.
But, like, her sister-in-laws or whatever. Like,
I mean, well, she knows how to party. I will say she does know how to party. But, you know, it's like, I don't care. Like, if Sarah, you said, hey, look, I'm going to have this tiny little gathering. Like, it's just my parents and a couple of friends, like maybe a total 20 people. I would not get butthurt.
What if it was like a total of 50?
I don't know. Like, I don't know how big your family is. And you do have a lot of friends.
I have a lot of friends. My family's not that big. Well, yeah. It is, but I don't really.
You don't know them.
Yeah, I don't care. The only one I would care about is my grandma. That's it.
Yeah.
Besides my brother, dad, mom, but.
But that's like, that's the problem I have, too, because I have a really big family.
Yeah, like, how do you cut that down to 40?
I would condense it down into, like, who has the most connection with me? Who do I talk to on a regular basis? Who makes me feel good about myself? Who is a support in my life?
Is there many of them?
No.
Yeah, I was like, who do you ever talk to, like, a lot of your cousins? Like, or like
my cousin aunts? Sarah, I would invite.
Yeah.
Because, like, when I was a bridesmaid in her wedding, but her and I are always messaging each other. Even if it's just funny videos we're sending back and forth, constantly and checking in on each other. Like, her and her brother, and then maybe her other sister, but her other sister lives far away, so I don't know if I would invite her, and I don't really talk to her. But, like, my aunt, like, I feel inclined to invite her. Don't, like, her kids are really cool, so maybe her, but I wouldn't invite my other two uncles. You know,
it's so awkward.
I don't care. And I told my mom this. I do not care.
Good. Good. As long as you don't care.
I'm like, if it's going to cause problems with you, then that's I'm sorry, mom, because I'm not inviting them. Like, I haven't spoken to my uncle since it's been 2 years almost. Yeah. And that was only because it was my grandparents' 50th wedding anniversary. I don't remember the last time I talked to them. Like, my cousins don't know me.
Yeah, that's why it's smart to have a destination wedding, because a lot of people won't be able to go because they won't be able to afford it. Or I'm like, sorry.
I've heard people do the surprise wedding. It's like, hey, this is my birthday or whatever, and I really want you to come. Or I read one where it was a Halloween party, so everyone came in a costume, and then the bride and groom come out in, like, bride and groom outfits. By the way, this is my wedding, and if you came to my party, you're going to be a part of my wedding.
Oh my, that's really sneaky.
Isn't that fun?
That is really fun,
and you
actually.
Just have to, like, guilt people. Like, no, you have to come to my party. You have to. And if they miss out, they miss out.
Oh, that'd be I feel so like, tough, though. Like, what if someone, like, you really wanted there missed out?
Like, I feel like you'd have to be like, dude, we are going to have problems if you miss this party. You have to come.
That's how I am with all the parties I throw. So, that's
like, so they wouldn't, like, it wouldn't be any different.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Well, all right, Sarah.
Better all come to my parties.
Actually, ever. That does seem very Sarah.
It does. That's a cute idea, though. I like that.
Yeah, I think a few celebrities have done that, too. Like, I've read, like, they've had, like, oh, we're having a garden party. And then they're like, by the way, you get to watch us get married.
Yay!
I think that was in Parks and Rec as well. It was Chris Pratt and Aubrey Plaza's character. They're like, hey, we're having a party. By the way, it's our wedding.
Oh, that's so cute.
But they had only been dating for, like, 2 months.
Oh.
But, I mean, it worked out. They dated. They got married and stayed together forever, according to the show.
According to the show, yeah.
Yeah.
In not reality, but...
Right, I mean, they're both kind of weird people, so, I mean, it makes perfect sense.
It probably would have worked
in real life, right?
Yeah.
Yeah? but I'm a little upset.
Why?
So, this last year, I found out I'm not as Mexican as I thought. I don't know if I've talked about it on the podcast. I feel like I have. I did the ancestry test.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm Mexican, at the least majority Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
I am more of something else than I am Mexican.
When did you get your results?
End of last year.
Oh, okay.
A couple months back. So I found out I'm only 27% Mexican.
Oh.
And 30% like Italian Greek.
Really?
I'm 3% more. So I'm more Italian Greek. And then I'm Native American, like, which ranges from, like, America to, like, Mexico, mid-Mexico kind of areas.
Oh, so of tribes. Mexican?
Yeah, so, well, Mexico used to be a lot bigger before white people.
Hello.
So a lot of that, a lot of the Native American tribes and Mexican tribes kind of got mixed because the border lines have moved a lot in hundreds of years. So I am Native American and Mexican, but mostly kind of, like, middle Mexico I was looking at. But I'm more Italian Greek.
That makes sense because you're so pale.
Right? But, like, if you look at my grandparents, they're real dark.
Weird. So it's funny that. Is your mom Italian Greek?
I don't know which one it is. I'm guessing it's my dad. My dad's the whiter one.
Weird.
But I also found out, like, I think I'm like 11%. Like, I have like some, I think 18% like Portuguese and Spanish.
Okay, yeah.
I'm also, which makes sense because the last name, like, like all the Spaniards came to Mexico and effed some stuff up. And then I think I'm 10% British or, you know, UK.
Hello.
Hello. And I called my dad and I called my brother and both them effers did that same thing. They're like, hello, I'm British.
Hello. Wait, it has your brother taken the test too?
Uh-uh. I heard it's
would
different.
Would he be the exact same or not?
I've heard, I mean, I heard that they wouldn't, but I don't know why. Because we're all the same ancestors. Like, I don't know.
Maybe
I heard
it depends if you got more of... No, because you should be half and half, right? From your mom and dad.
Right, but it's like what, you know, little spermie and what egg got what of each. I'm like, that doesn't make sense to me. But, I mean, science, I think it's possible that he could get different results.
Well, it's like blood type. Like, you guys aren't the same blood type.
I don't know what blood type is.
You guys don't have to be, right?
Yeah.
But which also blows my mind, too, because I would just assume my brother and I would be the same blood type.
Although, I mean, because your parents could be two different blood types, and I guess, but you have to be this... If your parents have two different blood types and you have a different one, then they're not... Well, somebody's not your parent.
Yeah.
So that's how you find that out. So I know my dad's like, oh, something, so I'm thinking my mom's B positive. Otherwise, mom's got some splaining to do. Because I know I'm B positive. I don't know what my brother is, but I know my dad's like a universal donor.
Oh, okay.
So that's...
I don't know my blood type or my...
Have you ever donated blood?
I don't know. Probably not, because I have to know, right?
You would know if you're donating blood. It's not just a sample. You're sitting there for a while, like 10 minutes.
Oh, no.
And you're squeezing a thingy and blood just keeps pumping out of you.
And I think you have to know what blood type you are, right?
You don't have to know.
Oh,
like when I was in high school, I donated blood and then I got my little blood donor card and it said B positive on there.
Oh.
So that's the only reason I know what I am.
I should probably figure it out. It's probably useful information.
I mean, next time you go get your blood drawn, doesn't hurt.
Just ask them.
Just ask, hey, can you check?
That's so weird. You're more Italian and Greek. My mind's blown. Kinda.
Right. I'm kind of white. But I did find this list thing on Ranker. And it says Ranker. Things only white people love. And I'm just like, I love a lot of these things. I guess I'm really white.
Am I going to love all these things?
Probably. Probably, Sarah. Who am I kidding?
Probably.
But number one, and so the way Ranker vote is, it's a voting thing. So everyone goes to the site and clicks up or down, like, yes, I vote for this, this or that.
Oh, okay.
So this is based on what the people say. It wasn't like a formal survey. It's just people
yes
clicking.
No.
Clicking, and then this is what's number. Do you want me to go 10 down or 1 down up?
I want you to do from the least to the most white.
Well, no, because it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And the list goes all the way to.
Oh, golly.
Stop.
There's a lot of things. Aren't
Load
there?
More. Oh, God damn it. 254.
Jeez. Okay, yeah, do 10.
Okay, we'll go 10 down and we'll go play with the other ones after.
Okay.
Number 10, outdoor clothing. So wearing like the Columbia kind of jacket.
Oh, like the North Face crap.
North Face. That's a very Seattle thing too, by the way. Very white.
I don't know if I like it necessarily. I feel like it's convenient if it's like raining.
I mean, I don't know if it's the same
as
like
me
wearing
some Uggs though. Is that true?
I mean,
or like Fugs, fake Uggs.
Yeah. The what is it? The bear claw.
Yeah.
Or by your paw.
Not so expensive one.
Yeah, $30 at Fred Meyer. What? On when they're on sale. Usually they're $60. But during before the holidays, like Thanksgiving, you get them for $30.
Hell yeah!
Especially if you go to Oregon, you get them even better. But yeah, I think that. I wonder if like workout gear counts on that one too.
Oh, if that's true, then yeah, that's like what I live in. But that's like not really for outdoor because really it doesn't help keep you warm at all. Mm. Like the pants I'm wearing right now, they're like fake Lululemons. The breeze hits you. Whoa, it hits you.
So I think there's some that are more workout-y and there's more like they're leggings, but for like hiking.
Oh, see, I just wear them all for the same thing.
Yeah, well, I mean.
But I'm not like a pro outdoor wearer at all. So
same.
Yeah.
Number 9 on the list is flea markets.
Oh, what are they called on Sunday? Farmers markets.
Flea markets have more items. Like, I think it's basically, think of a bunch of either antique or thrift stores.
Oh, okay, yeah. And
so if they combine the two, it's kind of what that is. And
everyone sets up a little tent and is selling bracelets or whatever.
Dude, I've been up watching a lot of HGTV because I've been thinking, what do I want for my future house kind of a thing.
This girl is 50 years old, I swear.
Yes, I am. And I'm okay with this. I've come to terms with this, Sarah. Don't shame my old lady. but they do a show some days, and it's like furniture flip or flop or whatever. So you get two teams, and they go to a flea market, and they find three items, and sometimes there's like certain types of items. Like, you need something that comes in a set. You need something that can be used for this, something for that. Like, there's different rules.
Yeah.
Per episode. So they buy these items, and then they have to come back, and they get a help from a crew, and they have to, like, basically revamp them.
Oh.
So I've seen people take crates and make, like, a little wine rack out of them. And they go back to the flea market and sell them, and whoever makes the biggest profit wins. Oh. And they win $5,000.
That's kind of dope.
So it's a fun, like, hey, what would you do with these old stuff?
I would be so bad at that.
Dude, oh my God. I saw one. I wanted it so bad, and they got it for so cheap. They got a, like, old pirate ship kind of wheel.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They got it for $30.
Wow.
Like,
at a flea market?
Yeah.
Oh, that's dope.
Because you're just like negotiating with people. Hey, can I get it for, you know, 25 or whatever?
Yeah.
And they made this awesome center table with like a glass over it.
Ooh, that sounds really cool.
And nobody bought it. And I'm sitting there like, I want it.
I want it.
Like, I'd give you $100 for it. Hell yeah. I don't have $100 to spend on that, but I'll buy it. Where am I going to put it? No idea.
I don't really do flea markets. I mean, I feel like if I passed one, I'd be like, oh, sure, let's do it. But I never... Yeah. Hunt them out.
Yeah, my buddy and I have talked about going to hunt some flea markets, but it's not something I'm doing.
They're kind of dirty.
Well, yeah.
And the name flea market just sounds dirty.
Yeah. But I think I do feel like a lot of white people go there, and like a lot of, I feel like, and I think Macklemore's thrift shop has a lot to do with it. Like, it's cool to go to the thrift stores now. And now if you go to a thrift store, clothes is expensive now.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I go to Goodwill. I get my work clothes from Goodwill. Heck yeah.
It's getting more expensive though, I feel.
Oh, Goodwill is?
Yeah, like a lot of these places, just because of the thrift shop song.
Everybody pop in tags.
Phenomenon. The next one is hiking.
Yep. I like me some hiking.
See, I like it if I can go with people. Like, I'm not just going to be like, I'm going to go hiking by myself. It's just...
Yeah, but I sometimes think about doing that to, like, really just get in my own. But then I'm always afraid, like, well, what if I, like, trip and break my ankle or something and I'm by myself?
Right.
Like, then what, you know?
Then you're screwed.
Yeah. I like to usually go with people.
I think it's more fun. I went with like a dude I was seeing because he loved hiking. I was like, okay. And we went to the ice caves in Granite Falls.
Oh, that sounds so pretty.
It was absolutely no reception up there.
I love that though.
I know, but just a heads up, like that scared me. I'm like, how am I going to get back? I don't know if I remember how to get back. Granted, he drove, but.
Oh, yeah. It's like, a little scary once like you're like, you barely know someone and you go on a hike because that's like the perfect place to murder someone.
But there was a lot of people around, luckily.
Oh.
But we packed like a little lunch, snacks, and.
That's cute.
It was really sweet. He looked like Dave Grohl.
Ooh, yeah.
He was real cute.
Did you guys do it in the...
No, it was daylight.
Last time I went, I did it behind the trees.
Wait, at the ice caves or just in general?
No, when we went on a hike. At the top of the hill or mountain or whatever.
I love you, Sarah. That's
awesome. Yeah, it was a little nerve-wracking, I'm not going to lie, because we were just behind a tree and there were people around, so we were like, ooh.
Be quiet.
Yeah, pretty much. But then, like, you hear, like, the leaves ruffle.
Or just, like, the...
Yeah!
Yeah. Applause. I'm applauding nature.
Yeah. It looks so good.
Number six on the list is one of my favorite places, Target.
Target is legit.
Right.
I like thought of an excuse. Like I made up an excuse for myself to go to Target the other day just because I love it. They have everything. And that dollar section is fire.
Right.
Their dollar section is so legit, especially now because they have a lot of stuff for St. Patrick's Day. So I was like, I'm going to need some of these tattoos. I'm going to need this cup. Like, even if I'm not, I just want it and can only use it for one day, but it's fine.
I mean, why not? Why it's not? Only a dollar.
I have like two sheets of St. Patrick's Day tattoos that I'll use in all of them.
Please
in
put one on your butt.
Oh, yeah. But
don't tell your boyfriend. And then because I'm assuming St. Patrick's Day sex will happen and he'll be like, what the hell?
When did you get that?
I don't know. It's like, rub it off, buddy. It'll come off.
Yeah, it's okay. Probably all my sweat will sweat it off. But.
I know. Yeah, you're a sweaty gal.
Yeah.
I can't tell. I think if I was a dude, I'd find that real hot.
He does, surprisingly. I mean, my boyfriend. But, like, it's so... To me, it's...
For you, it's not fun?
I mean, I'm fine with a little bit. But, like, when I'm on top and it's just, like, just... downpour.
I'd rather be on him than like I've had dudes that were like same thing, were sweaty little buggers and they were just all on my face.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh god dang
he
it.
Sometimes gets that too and then he's like sorry and he like tries to wipe it off me, and I'm like
don't
your hand's sweaty too dude like and his hair sometimes
you guys need to get one of those towels like a sports towel and just keep it nearby for like sweat face.
Yeah just like hold like I'll help him out too.
This is like the doctor off.
Yeah
it's like you're performing intense surgical procedures. Let me pat your sweat.
Let me help you out there buddy.
But yeah no St. Patrick's Day we should probably talk about that after.
Oh yeah let's do it.
Next up on the list, brunch. Honestly, brunch. It basically, I've come to realize that I like brunch in theory. I don't like how, like, brunch can get real expensive.
Oh,
because you go to some of these fancy places and they give you basically fancy eggs and bacon. It's like, no, I'd rather just go to a small breakfast Denny's. Joint. Yeah, like, there's one that I'm really into right now. It's up in Everett. It's called Strawberry Patch. It's not. It's a couple blocks away from Funko, if you've ever been. And it is so good.
It's a cute name.
And it's a cute little place. They have, like, a big old strawberry. And it's, like, really cutely decorating. You can tell the people really, like, really care about the food because you can see all the cooks.
Yeah.
But it's, like, my favorite breakfast joint to go to right now. But I'm like, you just mix that with some alcohol. I'm good. I don't need fancy.
Yeah.
Like, chicken and waffle. Give me chicken strips, and I'll make my waffles in the toaster. Like,
I agree. Brunch is, like, good in theory. But then I also think, like, I would much rather just stay in bed till, like, lunchtime or something. Like,
I feel like brunch can be eaten at noon, though, too, because brunch, breakfast, lunch.
I guess it can be, but sometimes I'd rather be eaten at, like, 2.
Fair.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm not really one of those, like, get up at 9 or 10 and let's go get brunch, everyone. Because sometimes I want to feel like I'm going to die after drinking.
Mm. Oh. Well, let's assume that you weren't drinking the night before, which, I mean, I know it doesn't happen often.
Then, like, I never get brunch if I'm not drinking the night before. That's a rare occasion.
That's funny.
Yeah, I never, ever think of brunch. No.
No.
Uh-uh.
For me, I'm like, I just want some chicken strips.
Yeah.
And some waffles. Like, and I don't, it doesn't even be together.
Like, and, like, that could be a lunch thing, too. So, like,
I'm totally down.
Get it whenever.
An excuse to drink during the day.
Yeah. I like that. I'm really bad at that, though, but.
Oh, yeah. You're not a good day drinker. We were talking about the other day.
I am asleep by, like, 5 or 6, or want to be. I'm just, like, checked out. I'm like, okay.
Goodbye.
I'm over this. I'm over all of you.
I think Sunday afternoon, because I feel like most people get brunch on Sundays because they party it up Saturday night.
And the hair of the dog.
Hair of the dog Sunday. Either watch a game while you're drinking some Bloody Marys or mimosas. And once the game's over, whatever it is you were doing, just pass out
really
and
early.
Enjoy your afternoon before you have to get back to work.
Yeah. So that sounds nice.
Yeah. Number 4, fancy cheese. Depends on the cheese for me.
I do love me some cheese.
I like blue cheeses.
Oh, I do. I love, like, every kind of cheese. But I don't want to spend, like, $20 on a block of cheese.
Yeah. No, I am totally perfectly okay with, like, a block of cheddar and a block of Colby Jack.
Yeah.
And maybe, like, a little thing of something fancy-ish.
A little fancy, not too
fancy. Or
crazy.
Get, like, the slices, all pre-sliced stuff at Costco.
Yeah.
I'm totally down with that. It's, like, a Munster, cheddar, Colby Jack, and then a Swiss. And I'm good.
Munster is so good.
Right? I love cheese.
Me too.
How do any of us, like, go number 2 with all the cheese? Like, seriously, I ask myself that on a daily basis. I'm like, whoa, how am I not dead?
Yeah, right?
Number 3, 90s Disney movies.
That's not me at all. That's all you.
That's me. I'm totally obsessed. But I think that's just 90s kids in general.
Except for me.
Yeah.
I know, childhood.
Yeah. You did other stuff. You had Barney.
Barney and I were besties. But I'm not besties with him anymore. Don't worry. I don't, like, watch him or want to watch him.
There's this funny thing I read online. It said something like, there is no pure hatred than when a kid no longer likes Barney.
Whoa.
Because there's an age where you realize that it's for kids. It's so uncool. And you just hate him. You know, just like, screw Barney. I hate Barney. Because you don't want to seem uncool or like a baby anymore. So you just develop this hatred for it, or hatred for Teletubbies or whatever it is.
And then it's weird because then it, like, goes all the way, like, and then it becomes cool again. Like, when you're, you know, people get the little backpacks with Barney, like the ravers and stuff with Barney on it. And I'm like, when is it cool again?
I mean, ravers are their whole brand of whatever, like their own special kind.
Yeah.
But I feel like right now us 90 kids have been taking over, and everything is, you know, throwback Thursdays. There's like Nickelodeons everywhere and all the cartoons and animes that we all watched as kids. They're just coming back with a vengeance. Everywhere, just throwing up on all our merchandise and all our crap and all our Facebooks, which, I mean, I don't really care. I think it's cool, but whatevs.
It's cool again.
Right. And I was a little Mexican girl. I like my Disney movies.
You're actually a little Italian Greek girl, Missy.
I was raised in a Mexican household, so you can shut up and stop rubbing that in my face. Number 2, online shopping. I love online shopping.
That is so not me.
You don't like shopping in general, though, do you?
No, and I never even think about online shopping. Like, there's this face wash that I really, really want. I've gone to 4 different stores to try to find it. And I didn't even think about online shopping until, like, last night. I was like, oh, it's probably on Amazon.
Right.
I just never. I like to try things on. And I like to.
I think we're still in that world where we the only reason we still have the stores we do, like Target and stuff, is because we could try stuff on.
Yeah.
But it's getting to the point where we won't even start trying things on. Like, Amazon is a really good, like, return policy if something doesn't fit with certain brands. But there's also companies that, like, hey, this is, they'll send you, like, those, what are they called? Like, the little boxes you can pay for every month. They'll send you a couple of items, and you pick which ones you want and then which ones you don't want. Like, you get, like, three items of, like, the five or six they send you. And if you want more, you can pay more for those items.
Oh.
And then they'll come in your size. And if they don't fit, you send them back. There's just so much stuff going on that you can do online.
I just don't know why, for me, it seems like more work sending something back than actually going to a store.
It is, but they have it. They make it so easy now. Like, have you seen, if you've been to our downstairs garage, parking garage, you see this big orange yellow locker yeah. thing? So when I had to return something, I just say, hey, return it, and return it to which locker, and I can pick which one, and they're all named different. Like, the one downstairs is named Fitz.
Yeah.
Funny enough.
I know, right?
And so I just said, hey, I want to return it to Fitz. And if there's space in those lockers, I put it in a box, put the item back in the box, just put it in there, type in the code, and then eventually somebody will come in and take the item back, and they'll review it, and they'll send you your money back or exchange it or whatever.
Wow.
So I think when I've had exchange something, I exchanged it, and they immediately sent me back the other product. They said, though, if they didn't get the one, the original one back, that I'd get charged for the second one.
Oh, so that makes sense.
Yeah. So, I mean, I got the item quicker.
Do you have to, like, get a box, or do that you just return it in the same box they gave you?
I mean, if you still have the same box, return it in that and just put a new label on it. But what I've done, too, is if you go to, like, a grocery store and you just take one of those free shipping boxes, you just take that box and
I didn't even know they had free shipping boxes.
Well, it's, like, ship free if to a set price or whatever.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'll ever get into it.
But I like it. Like, what you can do with
and
Steve Makes Duds.
And it's so dangerous.
Yeah.
It's so dangerous. One click away. And this could be yours in a day.
Well, remember how I don't know if I mentioned this on the podcast, but I got this new app called Capital. And it's basically my savings. So whenever I get paid, I put money into this. That way I really can't touch it.
Yeah. But you could, I guess.
It takes a couple days for me to get the money back. So by I get the money back, it's like, oh, well.
But if you still wanted it, like, cause I never get stuff I like don't really want or I don't really need.
Like, what, like, when you go shopping?
Yeah. Or, like, so if, like, I wanted something online, but I didn't have the money, but then in 3 days I could get the money, I would still probably want what I really wanted.
No, it's just too much of a hassle. So I've never grabbed money back from that account yet.
Good.
And I've had it for a while. Like, it's just, in my head, it feels like too much of a hassle.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it takes longer than 3 days. Or sometimes, like, oh, the bank's closed today. Or, oh, this didn't work. So I'm just like, screw it. Just leave it. Do not care that much right now. But one of my things is whenever I buy anything on Amazon or online, I put $5 into my account. And I used to, my old trick with Amazon, so I'd feel less guilty. If I bought a bunch of stuff and it came out to $80, right?
Mm-hmm.
To make myself feel better, I bought $40 at a time. And then I bought the other $40 a little later, whether the same day or the next day.
Yeah.
So I felt better. Like, I didn't spend $80. I spent $40 twice. So in my head, that's how.
But now it's like 45 and 45.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, that's, you know, 10 additional dollars. So I'm really, like, really careful with what I order. And I haven't really been. Also, I live with my parents. So I'm like, oh, what'd you get this time?
Oh, so, that's what they'll do?
Yeah. It's like, oh, that's like funny. If it's stuff I needed.
Yeah.
Like, I bought some, like, keyboard and some other stuff. Like, I needed, like, I bought some beeswax because I wanted to make my shoes water resistant.
Oh.
Which actually is one of the things I think I missed on this list. Number 8 was life hacks. You know, those videos and stuff. Life hack.
Yeah.
Like, you can take a spring from a pen and you just put if your cord's starting to fray for your phone.
Oh, yeah.
You just put it on there and it helps bend it. It keeps it bendy and won't fray the cord so quickly.
I don't do any of those either.
No, I love life hacks. And one of them is you take beeswax. Like, I had a pair of boots, but they were cloth boots. And I just rubbed beeswax all over it. And then you take a hair dryer, or I had a heat gun, so it was faster. And you just melt it so it kind of solidifies and makes, like, one whole layer over your thing. And it makes it water resistant. So water will kind of try to, like,
does
not sink in.
Does the beeswax look weird on it? Or do you not?
It does
know?
Before you do the hair dryer.
Oh.
Then it kind of melts into it.
But so it kind of bounces. So weird.
Weird or smart? I don't know.
I'm thinking weird.
This was a life hack I saw on Facebook.
Weirdest thing ever. Like, but I would never be like, let me go buy beeswax out. Like,
well, like, I can use the beeswax for other stuff. Like, whenever, like, my, because I like doing arts and crafts every now and then.
Yeah.
So I'll do like, you know, make lotions or candles or like I have a lot of candle making stuff at the house right now.
You have a lot of crap.
Yeah. That's why I want my own house. So I can put all my crap there.
God, you just buy a lot of crap.
Sometimes my buddy and I are like, let's do something. Let's make something. It feels good to do something with your hands. And it keeps me busy and not crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I make my little picture frames and.
You gotta have to have like an app that's like whenever you buy like arts and crafts crap.
Right. Like, from like Hobby Lobby.
$100 goes to that maker. Right. So it's like, do you really need
see that? See, I don't know. I mean, I can set it for Hobby Lobby, but Target has craft supplies too.
Yeah, it just needs to be like anytime Vicky buys crafts, crap. Like, and then that extra money goes into your safe. That's so you'll be like, is it worth it? Is this beeswax worth it?
Yes. Because my shoes are now going to get wet.
Are these frames worth it?
Yeah, actually, that's what I've...
Are these crayons worth it?
That's actually what I've been doing lately when I've been really stressed out. When, like, because my brain doesn't shut off.
Yeah, mine doesn't either.
No. So, like, and some people are really good at, like, you know, working out. But if I go running or if I'm working out, that doesn't get my brain to shut off.
That's why you need to get worked out so hard to where, like, you feel like you're going to, like, die.
No.
That's why I love hot yoga, because I feel like sometimes I'm going to pass out. You can't think about anything rather than be like, oh, my God.
No, the time slows down. Like I mean, hot yoga. I think I could get into, but I don't. I don't do well in heat. Like my asthma and stuff. Yeah, that's really what I want to do right now. It's like with my asthma. I want to get into playing soccer now that I've quit one of my side hustles. I will be able to get into that. However, like one of the things that actually I've learned has gotten my brain to shut off is when I'm doing crafts with my hands, and. That's when I started doing my picture frames. I'll take like comic books and stuff and I'll cut them out. And it's so relaxing to me. And I don't know how my brain shuts off, because you would think my brain would go a million miles per hour. But I'm so focused in trying to make these pieces fit like a puzzle.
Perfect, yeah.
That like it shuts it off. And like whenever I am working out, I'm thinking about how much I hate this feeling my body's going through. But then I'm also like relating it to other bad feelings. And I'm like, stop, stop, stop.
That's because you got to find that one workout that just like.
Well, I found my thing, which was the arts and crafts. I mean, I'm going to work out, but not for meditation reasons. Does that make sense?
Oh, I think it'll help, though.
I mean, I think working out is not going to hurt anything, but it's like, I found it. Like, I'm really excited about it, actually, that I found it.
That's good. Just don't spend hella money on it.
No. No.
No.
No, the one we make our candles, my buddy Chase and I will just get real drunk. We're kind of drunk and we'll just sit there and make candles and we'll BS and we'll talk about comic books and life. And like, it's just like our thing. Like, it's the same as when people go and do the sip and like pain and stuff. They spend money on that. And like, well, I'm spending less money and I can do it again.
Just a whole different world.
Yeah.
That's
That's what, like, it's funny because we are like, in a lot of ways, we're very similar.
In other ways, we're totally different.
In most ways, we're very different. Now, it's hard. It's funny to like actually kind of like dive into that.
Yeah.
The last thing on the list, which we didn't get to, hadn't gotten to yet, was from 10 to 1 was documentaries.
Okay. My boyfriend loves documentaries. Like every time, like I'm asking what he's doing, it's watching a documentary. He loves war ones. He just loves them. And I really actually like them if it's an interesting topic.
Same.
Like, I watched one about hookers in three different countries. I thought that was really fascinating.
Was it sad?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Okay.
And it was so
eye-opening.
Crazy to see the difference, you know?
In worlds.
In worlds and how they treat their hookers and how they even display hookers. And But that was fascinating. But, like, a documentary about, like, war or, like, plants or something? No.
Yeah.
Not my jam.
Same here. Like, once my roommate and his now wife, my old roommate and now his now wife, they put on one and I was like, oh, crap, because I didn't get to the controller first.
Yeah.
But it was actually really fascinating. And it was one about back in the day, like the Rolling Stones and stuff. It was all of those like backup singers.
Oh, yeah.
Who have been a part of these incredible songs and were vital parts of these songs.
Yeah.
And for all these different bands and everything.
That would be dope.
But never made it.
Oh, weird.
It was something like, I forget what it was called. Something along the lines of like, oh, you know, 10 minutes or 10 miles from fame or something. And one of them was, I forget the name of the song. I think it's the Rolling Stones song, like Shot Away.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's just a shot away. It's just a shot. Like rape, murder. It's just a shot away. So she told the story about It's like, oh yeah, this band, you know, the Rolling Stones. And they was, I think, when they were just becoming big.
Yeah.
They call her at 2 a.m. and she's still got curlers in her hair. She's like 8 months pregnant. She comes into the recording studio to record it like super early, and she belts it out. And they're like, she's like, no, and they're like, eh, well, it's like here. She's like, let me do it again. And then they isolated her vocals, and it gave me so much chills.
Oh, really?
It was so fantastic. But it's different. Just, even just knowing that story. So whenever I hear that song, I always think of that story. Yeah. It's like how she was 8 months pregnant in curlers at like 2, 3 a.m.
Dude, that's dedication.
Right. And so it's just some of these women, like they would talk about like, yeah, I started cleaning houses after I quit music and my song would come up on the radio. It's like, that's me.
Weird.
Enough. Not interesting?
Yeah.
And there was another one I watched a couple years ago, and it was about a musician. She was from Seattle, and I'm totally blanking on the name. She was in this punk band, and she used to hang out with Kurt Cobain. And it's just like how her life and how she changed music in her own way, like females and stuff. Like they would on their shows, because guys would get all like mosh pity. Mm-hmm. She's like, guys, you stand in the back of the room. Ladies, to the front.
Oh, weird.
Like so that they wouldn't get hurt.
Yeah.
And so she just kind of revolutionized. And then you the whole music scene. First, I thought she was dead because I hadn't even seen her. And this whole thing, I'm like, is she die? I don't want to Google. She's at the end. Spoiler alert. She apparently got like Lyme disease. So she's had a lot of health issues and stuff like that. So that she's kind of stayed away from the spotlight.
Yeah.
But she was from Olympia.
Dude, that's dope.
So that was like, some documentaries are kind of cool.
I know. I watched one where it was like I forgot what it was called, but it was like about this dude. And then you see his wife and his kids. And at the end, or like in the middle of it, they either got like murdered or he killed them all.
Uh-huh.
And so like you don't know until the very end. And like, so my boyfriend and I were like, oh my God, do you think they got murdered? Or do you think he killed them?
What
like,
is it?
What is that? But I love stuff like that. Like a murder one or like death. It's really cool. Like I want to watch the one about Nancy Kerrigan or whatever.
Nancy Kerrigan. What was
she? The one with the, her, she got her knee slashed before the figure skater
thing.
Oh
yeah, yeah. With Tonya Harding.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you want to see the documentary or you want to see the actual movie that came out this last year?
I don't know because I know they did like, I don't know, it's a documentary, but they like asked the girl who didn't get it slashed.
Tonya,
like all about her history and her ex-husband and this, that, and the other. And I was like, well, I kind of want to watch like from the other girl's point of view, but so I want the truth.
Granted, I don't know much of the story, so I always get confused. So there was an article I saw the title to, and it said something like, I haven't even been apologized to yet.
Ooh.
Tonya, the one whose husband did that.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, well, what stuff did we get wrong? Or so, I mean, maybe it's worth watching the documentary and then watching the movie, or
that
watching the movie first. Cause I want to see the movie. It like won awards and stuff.
Yeah, it looks good.
Or got nominated at the very least. So I don't know. If you guys have any documentaries that you think we should check out or tell us about the documentaries you've seen recently and why you love them. We want to hear from you. And like, yeah, do please give us a call and everything. Or if there's other things like white people, only white people seem to like.
Yeah, right.
Like guac and chips.
I'm pretty impressed that I wasn't like a yes for all of them.
All right. How about like, I'm just going to go through some of these. 11 is food truck. 15 chips and guac.
I've never understood food trucks. I'd much rather go to a restaurant.
See, food trucks are always around, like especially like in construction sites, I've noticed, because those are usually taco trucks. And you could drive around and you had like, you served your people. But then they just became really trendy.
Yeah, they're so trendy. But I was like, you can't sit down. You're not undercover. It's cold.
I like eating my car. I'm weird. Like whenever I get fast food, I don't like sitting in the fast food place and eat. I'd rather park my car and eat. I don't know why. I like eating my car.
Weird.
Mimosa, spending a weekend in Iceland.
That'd be dope.
Succulents.
I love succulents.
Me too. Aiolis, trendy vegetables, expensive sandwiches, probiotics.
You gotta go slow, man.
Marijuana culture, man. All the Rocky movies.
That is Steve.
CrossFit.
Oh, God, I can't.
Ordering off menu at Starbucks.
Okay.
Coachella, driving a Prius, kombucha.
I do like kombucha. It's a little creepy, though, but.
Eating sushi with a fork. Jorts, enamel pins.
What the hell's a jort?
Jean shorts.
Ew. No.
But yeah, give us your thoughts and what other white things white people like.
Do it.
All right. Talk to you guys later.
Bye.